You know, we are all children of the living God. So sometimes it's good to take the gospel and put it down into a simpler form. Like, you know, Jesus said, come unto me, all the little children. So sometimes we need to do that. So our scripture this week is out of Mark's gospel. And verse 36, Jesus told the crowd after he healed a whole bunch of people, don't tell anyone. But the more he told them not to, the more they spread the news, because they were completely amazed. And again, they said, everything he does is wonderful. He even heals those who are deaf and mute. And what a wonderful thing. But Jesus didn't want them to tell anybody. And you wonder why. Because the more he told them not to tell anybody, the more that the people heard about it and were amazed. Well, what about you and me? Had we ever had a secret and we didn't hold our water, as my wife says, and we tell somebody my secret and say, hey, don't tell anybody, it's just a secret between you and me, you know? Did you keep that secret? Huh? And you think, well, who did I tell? Have you ever told somebody a secret and they say, hey, you told me to keep it a secret and I didn't, but my friend, you know, John told me to keep a secret, but you know, I was wondering, did you ever hear about this or that? Well, if you feel if someone told the secret, it would make you a little bit aggravated, wouldn't it? So sometimes we as little children, we get so excited that we want to tell somebody what's in the present instead of keeping it a secret. You know, Mama bought you a gift for your birthday, and I know what it is, but I'm keeping it a secret. That's not nice, is it? Now, I've known small children who get so excited about the present that they didn't even realize they had told the secret. They just get so bubbly about it and it blurts out. Well, Jesus often told people to keep his coming a secret. But sometimes when he asked them, they would just tell everybody they could find. You know about this Jesus? You know, I seen he do this, I seen he do that. Now, we're not really told in Scripture exactly why Jesus didn't want people to know who he was and the miracles that he did, and because of the gift that he was giving and the more that he was doing. And then we're going to talk about things today while we know all the things that Jesus did because his disciples were eyewitnesses and they wrote it down into something we call the Bible. And Mark and Luke and John, Matthew, you know, they were eyewitnesses to all that Jesus did. That's why we call them the Gospels. And they're also called Synoptic Gospels because they're very similar. Not word for word, but they tell the story of Jesus and his miracles. And thinking about why Jesus didn't want to tell everybody when he did a miracle, maybe he was more concerned that the people listened to what he was teaching rather than just his miracles. Now, Jesus loved them all very much, no matter if they were Jew or Gentile, because we're all part of God's creation, and he loved them all. And he wanted them to understand why he came and what he was doing and how they could find the gift of eternal life. So with that, we say thank you, Jesus, for helping so many people. And thank you so much for helping us. And we give you the glory today in Jesus' name. Shh, but don't tell anybody. Hallelujah. Have a good day.